7 days in the Omer Matzoi Chag HaPesach Tovshin Tzamach Tet, the second Bava Kama, ninth parak, Hagozel Etzim, and we're holding on Daf Kuf Chet. But we still have to go back a little bit to Boy Rami Bar Chama. That's three lines up on Kuf Zayin Amud Beit. Now, we learned a little bit earlier, 2 days ago, that if someone was Nishba, and he was made up only after Edim showed up, so then, once he's chayav to pay kefal, although he does bring his usha for his shvua, because that's irrelevant when he's whether the Edim are there or not, but since he's got to pay kefal, he does not pay a chomesh. Now, lemaisa, this is a big sugi that we had much earlier, which is we learned it out from Momon HaMishtalim Barosh, is Mosif Chomesh, Momon Shein HaMishtalim Barosh, in a Mosif Chomesh. If you're not paying back the Rosho, the Chamishito, you're not paying back the Karen, you're paying back more than the Karen, there's no din of Chomesh. Rami Bar Choma, now, based on that, has a fascinating question. And the truth is that we're going a little bit off on a tangent over here, because obviously the fundamental elements that we deal with in this parak are not specifically the issue of the Chomesh, Kefal, and so on. However, once already we're talking about the din of Hashava, it's necessary for us to take a look briefly through the mechanisms in which Hashav is affected by the additional need for payment. So here, what Rami Bar Choma wants to ask is a fascinating detail. Is it the fact that it's Momon HaMechayvo Kefal, that is Potro Min HaChomesh, or Dilma, it's the Shvua that's Mechayv and Kefal, is Potro from payment of Nechomesh, where you were mode. Now, I mean, what difference does it make? Echidami. What would be the case in which this would be expressed as a different halacha? I'll tell you, says Rami Bar Choma. Suppose someone had a pikadon and he was doing ta'anat ganav. Now, when you're doing ta'anat ganav, if you're found out by Edim, of course, you pay kefal. If you made a miyatzma, you're potter on the kefal because made a miknas is potter. And then you become chayev, the keren, and the chomesh, and the asha. Now, in this case, the guy went ahead, was turning time as Ganav, made a shvua, and then he walks back into Beit Din and he says, actually, wasn't really Nignav, it was Avat. So he's mitaken his original Taina, and now he's Nishpa on the Tanat Avat. Edim come in, and they say that when he made the shvua, that it was stolen, actually, it was still by him. So that means that he is now Chayev Kefal for the Toin Tanat Ganav that he made. Now, he comes in and he's Moda that he was lying when he said that it was lost. So he's Moda Abatrait. Now, normally, for being Moda on a Shvuah that it was lost, you would be Chayev for that Shvuah, Karen, Chomesh, Vasha. Over here, he's already paying Kefal for the same money, but he's not paying Kefal for this Shvuah. That's my question, says Rabbi Bar Choma. My, is it that Momon HaMechayev al Kefal Potro Min HaChomesh? It's the money that was being Mechayev and Kefal. Once it's Mechayev and Kefal, it's Potro for B'chomesh. And in this case, indeed, Hoichayev Le'aluya Kefala. He's Chayev for that money, Kefal, because of the first Shvuah. Odom HaShvuah HaMechayev HaFto Kefal Potro To Min HaChomesh. Whereas the issue that a Shvuah, that is Mechayev and Kefal, that will pot you from Chomesh. But in this case, the second Shvuah that you made, being as it was a Tanat Avad, it wasn't Mechayev and Kefal. So now that you're made it, that you lied, you should now have to bring not only your Arsham, but you should now have to bring your Chomesh. So Techayev and Chomesham. Amar Rava, I have a very fascinating raya to this question.
Toshma. The Braita says, Amar Le'echad. Somebody goes over to a guy, Bashuk, not somebody that he had known that was a shomer of his, and accused him of being a ganav. And he tells him, where's my shore that you stole? And the man says, never, lo ganavti. So he says, well, swear to me you didn't steal. Mashbiachani. Now, of course, this is not a shvata shomrim. Has nothing to do with toin tanat ganav. It's a straight-out typical shvua on kfirat mamon. The guy says, Amen, so he now puts himself into a position in which if he would be Modeh, he would have to pay the standard Chomesh and the Oshem, besides the Keren, for actually having stolen it. But Kefil's not an issue. Now, Edim come along, and the Edim say, Me'idim anu oto sheganvo? No, we are made, and he did in fact steal it. So then, forget about the Shvua. The Shvua is now irrelevant. He has to be Meshalem Tashlumei Kefil because he stole. This was not a Shvua that would be Chayvim Kefil. Now, how about if instead of Edim coming, he was Modeh Me'atzmo? In that case, he would pay Keren V'Chomesh V'Yashan for the Shvuah. Now, in this case, it was the Edim. They were the one that was Mechayvim Kefil, not the Shvuah that was Mechayvim Kefil. And the only time that he would be Chayev is clear from the case over here as an alternative to the testimony of the witnesses. So if he was Hodeh Me'atzmo, only if he had been Modeh without witnesses. So then in he would be paying the Keren and the Chomesh and the Yashan. But if he had been Modeh after the Edim came, then there would have been no Chiyuv of the Chomesh, because the Chomesh apparently would have been included in the Tashlum of the Kefil, despite the fact that the Kefil was coming because of the Geneva and not because of the Shvuah at all. V'yisal kada'atech Shvuah mechayavato Kefil potaratom nachomesh, that it's only a Shvuah that is Mechayev Kefil. Only that type of Shvuah is not Chayev Chomesh. But if the money is Mechayev you Kefil, then you would be Chayev the Chomesh nonetheless. So then who cares whether he was made as an alternative to the Edim, even if he had been Modeh even Achara Edim, the din would be that he should also pay the Chomesh despite the fact that he's paying the Kefil. Am I Hoda Achara Edim Lo? Why, if he comes to be Modeh on the Shvuah that he made, would he not be paying if he was Modeh after the Edom had already come? I mean, after all, Michtei, HaShvuah lo kebechayv leikvela. In this case, it's the fact that he's stolen the Edom, not the Shvuah that has anything to do with the Tashlumim of Kefil. If you're going to tell me that the only thing that parters you from Kefil is a Shvuah, that's bechayv. I mean, from Chomesh is a Shvuah, that's bechayv you Kefil. Why, in this case, you haven't made one? HaShvuah lo kebechayv leikvela. The Shvuah is not bechayv Kefil. Why then not techayvei Chumsha? Why isn't he chayv to pay a Chomesh? El alav, Shema mina, it's clear from here, says Rava, that it's the Mamona mechayv Kefil potartum in a Chomesh. You don't need a Shvuah, that the type of Shvuah that's bechayv you Kefil is the only one that you're not paying Chomesh for. It's the fact that you're Archayev Kefil on this act. That's why you are going to be, in this case, Potter from Chomesh, because for another reason, simply because you're a Ganav with Edim testifying to that effect, you're going to be paying the Kefil, and therefore will never pay a Chomesh, even though the Chomesh is coming for standard Shvuot of not Pikadon, but a Shvuot on Kfirat Mamon. Shma Mina. This, I think, proves it conclusively, says Rav. Poi Ravina, I have another question. The Chomesh Bekvela betray Gavrei. Suppose you have a Chomesh and Kefil that are going to be paid, but they're going to be paid by two different people. My. I mean, in that case, do we say that just because there's money that's being Mechayev Kefil to one person, it cannot be Mechayev Chomesh to another person? What's the din? The case, of course, is rather complex. Hechidami. But the only possible case would be, you have two Shomrim. Both Shomrim, when asked to repay the Shor, say, oh gee, we're very sorry, but it was stolen. So they were both doing Ta'anat Ganav. Now, one of them swears to that effect, and then he's Modeh that he lied. Vehoda. One of them swears to that effect, but it was never Modeh that he lied. Instead, witnesses came and testified that he had stolen it himself. Now, the one who had the witnesses, obviously, is Chayev Kefil. It's a classic case of Toyin Ta'anat Ganav. The other one, however, shall he pay the Chomesh for his Hodah, or do we say, since for this moment somebody's paying Kefil, there would not be a Chiyuv of Chomesh? My, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan b'chad gavra kapid rachmana delo meshalem chumsha v'kfela. It's only on one person that there was makpid, not to pay both Chomesh and Kefil, but over here there's two separate peoples. The one who was caught with the witnesses should pay Kefil. The one who was Modeh should be paying the Chomesh. What is the whole point? That you cannot be paying the same money, cannot be Mechayev, both Kefil and Chomesh. That's where the Torah was marked, B'dalon Shalem ala Chomesha v'kvela. And if that's the case, despite the fact that it's two different people, but it's all for the same money. Indeed, teku for that, we have no raya. Now, in this case, there is something of a question about whether we're talking about over here that both of the Shomrim are going to be paying. One of them is going to be paying Kefal. The other one is paying Karen, possibly even the Chomesh for the same money. Now the Prisha says absolutely not. Each one of these Shomrim, of course, is going to share the Chiev with the other one. So when we're talking about Kefal, we're talking about paying Kefal on the half that's yours and not Chiev of the entire thing. Of course, then the question is, why does the Gemara say this is Kefal and Chomesh on the same money? Each one is only taking responsibility on half the money. And to explain the Prisha, the Achronim say that clearly he's understanding that both of the Shomrim are a backup to the full money, because they're both guaranteeing the payment in the event that the other one doesn't pay, and therefore, ultimately, it really boils down to Kefal and Chomesh for the same money. Next question that the Gemara has when we're talking about two different tashlumim, the relationship of one to the other. Meir of Papa, what is the din where you've got two chiyuvim of Chomesh? You've got two chiyuvim of Kefal, but they're both coming on the same person, Bechad Gavra Mai. What then would the halakha be? Would we then say that you pay only once? Hechidami. What would the case be? Well, let's say Shomer Kinam was toin ta'anat avad. Not a toin ta'anat ganav. He swears it was avad. And he's nishpa. He swears to the effect that he actually had lost it, not through any kind of negligence. Now, our girsa is the Hodah, and then he admits that he didn't swear honestly, and that, in fact, it hadn't been lost. Now, Tosfos doesn't like that word, Hodah, because if he was Moda right off the bat before making the other one, so then at that point it becomes his to be Chayiv and Onasin, because he had sworn B'Sheker, basically had stolen it. So now when he's tining again Avad, he's not really being Kofra on anything, because he's Chayiv, even if it is Avad. Therefore, he says, Tosfos, and we're talking about that he made two shvuas and was moda after both of them. Now, in the Rambam, it's clear that he is Goris Hoda. And what we're going to have to say, therefore, is that even though Lamaisa, he would need to pay, since he was kofer in the Hashavah of the Chefetz itself, which is actually in his Rishos, it's considered to be a Shvua that is Mechayev now. Meshvon Kfiras Momon, it's Mechayev Chomesh. Okay, but in any event, either he was Moda after he swore again, or he was kofer on his ability to return the chayfetz. So he's got now two outstanding shvuot that he would be chayiv. What would be the din in that case? So would we say that he would have to pay twice the chomesh? Or perhaps the case would be inami, kigon shtan tanat ganav. Tong tanat ganav, where he could be chayiv, in fact, kefil, he's nishpa, edim come along, and they say, well, actually, he was the one who stole it. And then he once again claimed, Toin Tanat Ganav V'Nishba. He's Nishba once again, and even though he already had been Nishba, and Edom had been made, and Beis Din was Mechayev him, so he's not really going to potter himself. Nonetheless, we're going according to the Sheet of Rukia by Yosef that we had before, that a Toin Tanat Ganav B'Pikadon is Chayev when he did Shlichut Yad. In this case, he would have done the equivalent of Shlichut Yad, in that he became Chayev Ba'Onsin from before. So since we went ahead, the Beis Din didn't know about this, was Mashbiyahim, so this is considered to be sufficient to be Mechayev once again. So again, the question is, what do we say? My. Niyamrina, do we say that Dafka Trey Gavne Mamona, Komarach wanted to lo nishtam eloichat Mamona? You can't pay two separate things, such as the Chomesh and the Kefal, all for the same Yitchayvut. But over here, it's not two separate types. Ochachad Gavnehu, over here, it's one type. It's either two Chomshim or two kvelites. Odoma trei mamona, is it just two tashlumim, Omer Achmona? You don't pay two tashlumim for the same mamon, and in this case it would be two tashlumim, either two kefels or two chumsham. Tashmadi Omer Rava, vecha mishitav Yosef alav. Remember, we said before we darshed the pasuk hamishitav instead of chumsho, that there are many chamishiyot, which means that Torah ripta chamishiyot abe lekeren achat, someone who's kofer and he's nishpa, and again, he's kofer and nishpa, no matter how many times he does it, each time he's chayev chomesh, which shows clearly that you could pay more than once on the same money. And if that's the case, the Torah is only marked on two separate types of chayev, in which case the same thing would be true about the kefel. You could pay multiple kvelos as well, we would assume on the same moment. Shema Amina, and this solves our question. Tavu ba'alin l'shomer. And I have another interesting question. Suppose the owner comes and tells the shomer he wants his shor back. The shomer swears and he says, your shor was stolen. And then he goes and he says, you know what? Even though your shor was stolen, I feel very bad. I feel responsible. I want to pay you. And he pays. Now they find the ganav. They find the ganav. Who gets the kefa in this case? Kefa lami. Now the reason that this is a fascinating question is because normally, if the shomer had not sworn and he had simply said, look, I accepted responsibility, I'm going to pay you. The guy says, oh, but you know, you could swear. No, I don't want to swear, I want to pay. Then the halacha is that if the ganav is found, the ganav pays kefel to the shomer. Because by paying, the owner now is makna him all rights to anything that came from that original shmirah. The problem is that in this case, the shomer did not pay him right off the bat. The shomer dragged him into court. He had to go through the whole procedure. He went and he took a shvua. And only at the end he says, well, you know what? It's true, I could stick with the shvua, but I feel bad, I want to pay you. So the question is, in this case, do we also say that he gets to keep the kefel? Or do we say the only time he gets to keep the kefel is where he didn't have to get the guy to court, the guy volunteered to pay? What's the din? Yeah.
Could he agree that he gets the kefel when he agreed to pay him?
Sure.
So it's a condition of my paying now.
You can make any agreement you want.
It's just when he didn't say anything.
Correct. So Rava says, Abaya Amar Labala Pikadon. In this case, the kefa goes to the owner. Rava Amar Lamisha Pikadon Etzlo. It goes to the shomer who was holding the pikadon when it was stolen. Abaya says, in this case, it goes to the Bala Pikadon, to the original owner. Why? Because Kivan de Atruche Beshvua Lomaki Lekfela. Since he put him through the tircha of going to court and having to accept the shvua and only then volunteered the money, the owner is not giving him rights to the kefa. Whereas Rava Amar, the Misha Pikadon Etzlo, the money goes to the shomer, because Kivan de Shilein Maknele Kfela. The important nekuda is that he paid. Once the owner got payment, he is willing to relinquish his rights to the kefa. And it's interesting that Abaya and Rava are arguing because of a diuk that they're making in a Mishnah. The Mishnah states as follows. Now, again, the main sugya over here is sugya's toin v'nitan, belongs in Bav Metzia. This Mishnah is in Bav Metzia. We're only bringing in this whole sugya. Agav, the dinim of Hashava, which is part of the Gezel that we're talking about over here, which we got into because of the question of where's their Hashava, where's their Kinyan with Shinui. Okay, so we're getting into issues that are fundamentally issues of Bav Metzia. And it says there in the Mishnah, Bav Metzia, that if somebody gives somebody something to watch, and it was stolen, shilein, if he pays, he doesn't want to swear, because after all, he could have sworn. Sharei amru shomechinam nishba v'yotzei. He could have sworn and walked away. Nimtza haganav. Since in that case he did not swear, when the ganav is found, he's meshalim tashlumei kefel. And if he was tavach umachar, he's meshalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. And lami hu meshalim? To whom does he pay? To the shomer. Lami shapikadon etzlo. But if Nishba, suppose he swore the Lorat Salah Shalem and he didn't want to pay, and then Nimtza Ganav, then the Ganav is Mishan Tashumei Kefel, or if Tavakumach Mishan Tashumei Arba Vachamisha, to whom? The Miu Mishalem, the Ba'ala Pikadon. So Abaye, who claimed that in the case where he put him through the Tirch of taking the Shvua, he did not give him over the rights to the Kefel or Dalet Vehe, he was Medayik that position from the Reish of the Mishnah. Ravu said, even so, he was still going to give him over the Kefel, because in the end the guy paid, is medayik his position from the safe of the Mishnah. Abaya diek mireisha diktani. Note that it says very clearly in the Reisha, shilem velo ratza lishava. He paid and didn't want to take a shvua. So you see that the Mishnah is limiting this halacha. Taima de lo ratza lishava, to a guy who never wanted to take a shvua. But if he did take a shvua initially, even though in the end he paid, in that case, not to the shomer, but rather to the owner. Whereas Rava was medayik from the Sefer. Diktani in the Sefer it says,
If he swore but didn't want to pay. But in this case, he did end up wanting to pay. So you see from the Mishnah, says Rava, Taima, the Lora Tzela Shalem. It's only if the bottom line was that he didn't want to pay. Hashalem, if he did end up paying, Afa Pisha Nishba, even though he did swear, Lami Mishalem, in that case, it would go back to the first reish of the Mishnah, and in that case, he would pay to the Shomer. Now, Abaye, of course, is going to have to explain the Seifa, because the Seifa stresses Veloret Zal Shalem. So the Abaye Kasha Seifa, Abaye says, well, the meaning is this. Nishba, if the guy swore and did not want to pay up before the Shvua, that's what Veloret Zal Shalem means. So Veloret Zal Shalem Kodem HaShvua, just at some later point he decides to pay. In that case, it'll be Mishalem to the owner, Palapikadon. And Rava, how does Rava now explain the Resha, where the Resha says that Lora Tzali Shava, so Kasha Resha, Amalacha Rava Hachitani. The meaning of the Resha is this, Shilein, the Lora Tzali Shava, doesn't mean he didn't want to swear. It means he didn't want to maintain a position of a Shrua. Lora Tzala Amod B'Shvuato. But rather, he, in the end, Shilein, that's the meaning. So Shilein, what, even though if he had sworn, but he didn't want to stay with that Shvua, it's then given over to the Shomer. Next question. Suppose, Tav'uhu Ba'alim L'Shomer. The Ba'alim, they come to the Shomer, and they say, we want back our Shor. The Shomer swears, and Hukar HaGanav, now we discover who the Ganav is. The Shomer goes over to the Ganav and says, you rotten Ganav, I know it's you. And the guy says, you're right, you got me. And he's made it. So, or, let's say, Tavuhu Ba'alim. Now, the Ba'alim then subsequently come along, and they say, what? We hear you're the Ganav. Me? Never. The Kafar. And now the Ba'alim bring witness it, question it. Mi niftar ha-ganav ba-hoda'at shomer, o lo niftar ha-ganav ba-hoda'at shomer. Question is this. The shomer who took the shvu'ah is no longer involved. Once he takes the shvu'ah, he's essentially, you would think, out of the picture. If somebody that is unrelated to the case walks over to a guy and says, you're the ganav. Yeah, right? You got me. That's meaningless. It's not a hoda. It's only if he's moda to the guy that's going to ask him to pay that then it's a meaningful hoda. In this case, the owner walks over and asks him subsequently to pay. He says, never. So now the question is, when the Adim show up and say he was the ganav, now the ganav say, well, you know, I told the shomer it was me. So I'm a motive of knas. The Bialim says, the Shomer? Which Shomer? Oh, you mean the guy who was once a Shomer? He has nothing to do with the case. You might as well have gone into the zoo and been mated to the monkey. It has nothing to do with me. I asked you for my money, you were kofer. Now you're going to have to pay kefer. What's the din? Do we say that he was niftar with the hodah to the Shomer or not? Says Rava, well, it depends. If the Shomer is trustworthy now in the eyes of the owner, because he swore be'emet, im be'emet nishba, then indeed niftar ganav ba'hoda'at Shomer. So let's say that when the Shomer, what had happened over here is, the Shomer had said that this was taken at gunpoint. Now, if it really was taken at gunpoint, then the owner says, well, now that we've discovered the ganav, obviously, I'd like you to continue with your job. But that would mean that the shomer's job was never finished. We're just waiting for it to be found, and then he's going to continue. In that case, the ganav, when he's moded to the shomer is still intimately involved because he remains the shomer, even though the ganav has walked off the shore. But in b'sheker nishba, if the shomer embellished things a bit, and he said this was stolen at gunpoint, in fact, it wasn't stolen at gunpoint at all. So then, he's no longer trustworthy, and he's not involved anymore in being the shomer. You'll say, but if it was at gunpoint, is that still a ganav to pay kefa? Isn't that a gazlan? You'll recall that we had earlier, Mandi Omer, that said that at least in Mizuyan, because he's a chicken, and he'll only steal with a gun, is basically a ganav. Because he does not have the guts to go and take something. He only needs the force that he uses. All right, so in that case, the ganav, says Rava, would not be potter with the hoda'at shomer. Boy, Rava, what I'd like to know is, says Rava, suppose he was going to be nishba, But the guy said, no, no, forget it. I don't want you to swear. Mahu. What would be the din over there? Would we say that since the Baalim said, look, look, I'm not interested in your shvuah. I just want you to continue on the job. Or do we say that since it turns out now that the man was about to take a shvuah, he wouldn't want him to be on the job now that he's found out. On that, teku. Rav Kahana matni hachi. Now that's the way Rav Kahana read the machloket of Abaye and Rav. Rav Tanyumi matni hachi. The way read the question of Rav. Rav Tanyumi matni hachi. Boy Rav. Nishba l'sheker mahu. The question over here is, do we say that since Lamaisa it was stolen, and it's just that the guy embellished things over here, so do we say that since now, basically, when he was Nishba, he always could have come along, and he could have admitted it and said, I'm going to pay, and so on. And in that case, he would have been accepted with open arms, and we would have, the original owner would have accepted him. Or do we say that again, since he was Nishba L'Sheker, L'Maisa, the owner feels he's not trustworthy. There is some question, by the way, I must tell you, that in Rashi, it's Mashma, that we're talking about a Shomer Sochar over here, who is only Potter, because it was at least in Mizuyan. And therefore, the only issue is not embellishment, but whether, in the end, the owner believes they would have come around and paid him, even if he had let him swear. He would have said, nah, I don't want to swear, or nah, I'm going to pay you. So that's the question. Do we say that the willingness already is enough to weaken the relationship between the owner and the shomer, in which case the hodah would no longer be considered hodah because he's not part of the deal anymore. And on that level, Rav Tanviumi leaves it as a take. Now, Tavu Baalim LeShomer V'Shilein. Suppose the owner asks the Shomer, and the Shomer pays, doesn't swear. And now they discover who the Ganav is. The Baalim goes over to the Ganav and says, you stole the Pora from my Shomer. The Ganav says, you got me. The Shomer goes over to the Ganav and says, hey, you stole the Pora from me. Never. Now, here we have an interesting situation. It's the inverse of the original situation. Because since in this case, the Shomer paid, he's the one that's in line now to collect from the Gana. The Baalim is no longer the Baalim. So now the Shomer can tell the Baalim, who asked you to butt in your head? This is my business. It's now my para. I paid for it. And I'm the one that's supposed to be getting the kefa. Now this jerk was made it to you. But when I came, he doesn't want to pay me kefa because he's made it to you. He was never made it to me. I had witnesses. What happens now? So what's the deal? Mi amrina. Can we say that in this case? So he was kofar, he was mevi edim. Question is, nifta ganav b'da'at baalim alo. Mi amrina, do we say matzi amrle shomer l'baalim? The shomer can tell the baalim, look, buddy, aton kivin the shaklito, you who took the money from me, so shaklito l'chudami, you took money, is taliktu. You're out of here. L'chumiyach, a scram. I don't know anything about what he said to you. You have no business of even talking to this guy. Oh, Dilma. Or perhaps the original owner could say, well, now look, you were very nice to me. You did me a favor. And you paid me even though you didn't have to pay me. You could have sworn. So, matziyamalei. Kiechad atavarat lan milta. That created a debt that I wanted to repay. You paid me lifni mishurat adin. I felt that I owe you one. So when I did a little research and found out who the Ganav was, and I went and accused him, I accused him in order that you should get your money back. I mean, forget about the kefil issue. He's going to pay you back, Karen, right? So I was doing you a favor. So geirta at avadat lan milta. You did something for me. Anana mi abdina lecha. I also wanted to help you out. And tarchinan bata ganva. And I went and I researched it. And I tried to get it from him. So basically, Shekana Anadidan, I already got paid back by you. So now, Shkolatidah, you get paid back your Karen at least. Forget about the Kefa. At least you're getting your money back. Take Itmar. Ningneva ba'ones u'kar hagana. How about if it was stolen at gunpoint? And now we discover the Ganav was. So Rabbi, im shomer chinamu, says Abaya, well, if it's a shomer chinam, he has a choice. Either what he can do is, he can be ose imodin, or he can be ratza nishba. So if he wants to, he can swear to the Baalim that it was taken from him, and then let the Baalim go collect from the Ganav, Or, if he wants to, he could pay the Baalim, Rashi learns, the same Odin, and then he can go and collect from the Ganav. But if Ishes Shomer Sachar, then Ose Imodin Ve'ino Nishba. Since we know who the Ganav is, part of the responsibility of the Shomer Sachar is to recover the money when he's able to. So in this case, he has to pay the Baalim, and then he goes and he deals with the Ganav. Whereas Rava Amar, Echadzeh Ve'echadzeh, Posei Modin Ve'ino Nishba. Rava says in both of these cases, he deals with the Ganav, not by taking a Shvuah. Lema, Pliga the Ravuna Bar Ravin. Does that mean that Rav is arguing on Ravuna Bar Ravin? Because Shalach Ravuna Bar Ravin. Ravuna Bar Ravin sent a tshuva in which he wrote, Nignava ba'ones, u'kara ganav, im shomer chinamu ratza seim odin, ratza nishba, im shomer sacharu, o seim odin, ve'ino nishba. I mean, that's saying pretty clearly exactly the opposite of Rava, word for word, what Abaya said. Amalacha Rava, no, Achmai Eskinan, Gagon Shekadam Venishba. It's a completely different case. It's talking about before we knew who the Ganav was. He jumped up and he was Nishba. What? How can you say that that's the case? It says, Ratsa, Ose Imodin, Ratsa Nishba. And you're claiming he already swore. Says Rava, no, it's the same way I understood it before, remember? Hachikama, Ratsa Shomer Chinam. If the Shomer Chinam wants out of any further responsibility, he could be omeid b'shvuato. That's what nishba means. He could stick with the shvua and walk away. If he doesn't want to stick with the shvua, and he feels personally responsible, he could go now and recover the money from the Ganav. And Osei Modin. Whereas Rabba, by the way, the Rambam learns directly that that's what Osei Modin means. He can go after the Ganav. Rashi's learning Osei Modin means to pay the money that he owes subsequently to go after the Ganav, but not to get the money for the owner from the Ganav. So in other words, it's like a responsibility that he has to actually pay where he's able to get the money from the Ganav because he won't lose since he now knows who it is. It's the only time the Torah told you that you don't have to pay, according to this first on the Shomer Sachar, is where you're going to lose. But if you're not going to lose, then it's your responsibility to pay. The Rambam learns that the issue over here is the need to go after the Ganav as part of the responsibility of the Shmirah, but not to lay out your money and pay the Ganav. So therefore, I learned, says Rava, that what we're talking about over here is not making the Shvuah, but maintaining the position of the Shvuah. So if you're a Shomer Chinam, you're omeid b'shvuato. Rotze oseh imodin. Rabba Zuti asked it slightly differently. Boilei hacha. Suppose nignava ba'ones. It was stolen at gunpoint. Vehichzir haganav lebeit haShomer. Now the Ganav puts it back in to the house of the Shomer. But the Shomer doesn't watch it. And it dies through negligence. Mao. Do we say, kiva de nignava ba'ones, since it was stolen at gunpoint, at that point, his responsibility for Shmira is over. Now you see how this relates to the previous issue. It's a more fundamental statement to the previous issue. Is the p'tur that you have, the conclusion of your responsibility, vis-a-vis the Baalim, or not? So over here, the question is there still a Shmira or not? So do we say kayala shmirato, in which case, negligent about what? This is not my business. O dilma kima da hadra, hadra le shmirato. Or do we say, because the Ganav has returned the animal is now back in the same status under the shmira of the shomer. Teku. Okay, I'm really